This is a dictation for Iman J. Ali, I-M-A-N-J-A-L-I. Ali is the last name. Date of birth 7-1-1970. Date of service is 12-9-2025. The date of accident is 7-23-2024. Miss Iman Ali got involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver on Warren Road, and she was involved in a three-car accident, and she was involved in a T-bone impact on the driver's side and also a head-on collision. The impact caused damage to her car, to the right front, right hood, and also headaches, dizziness, lack of focus, severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with the shooting pain to the right buttock and right upper thigh, as well as numbness, tingling of both the hands, weakness of the left hand was reported, along with dropping the phones and dinner plates, and headaches continued. The progress of the symptoms have continued so far, and very limited relief has been obtained. Well, the patient does say 50% improvement is there. And overall pain is between 5 and 6. ADLs are affected 5. The please review the records for the ADL system review, additional history, the substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 156/101, pulse 92, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit dated 11-7-2024, dictation number 1202-038. Plan is to continue the physical therapy, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the right shoulder, and both the sacroiliac joint. There is still a spasm in both the quadratus lumborum muscles. Patient will continue doing counseling with the psychologist and TBI management. And he remains disabled for work, hospital replacement, and transportation. Has been checked. Her mood remains pretty good, and she still has enough medications, which are Celebrex, Acifex, Elavil, Lyrica, Neurontin, and Tylenol Codeine. She do not want any further medications. Dizziness is being controlled by anti-vert tablets that are given. The MRIs were reviewed with the patient. In the cervical MRI, the patient has a herniated disc at C3-4 and C5-6 with the bilateral foramen stenosis, bulging disc at C6-7 and C4-5, as well as bulging disc in L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. The MRI of the brain was found to be completely normal, and except for the frontal lobe and parietal lobe, the rest of the brain volumes were okay in neuroquant study. The patient is being referred to a continuous psycho therapy and also neuropsych evaluation as well. Thank you. Patient is otherwise stable. She'll be seen in 1 month's time.